Well, this is groundbreaking because it looks at it from the other side. So it looks at not can I take a drug that would prevent me getting HIV infection, but could I start on drugs that would prevent me from transmitting to other people? And although we had a lot of information from cohort studies and other sort of observational data, this is the first trial, and it's a resounding result with a 96% reduction in transmission if one's on antiretroviral treatment.
Now, where was the trial conducted, and what medications were used?
Well, they used about 11 different medications because it depended very much on what country guidelines there were. Altogether, the trial was conducted in Africa, in Asia, in North America, in Latin America. So it was according to the national guidelines for treatment.
So what does this mean for people who are HIV positive and their families or loved ones?
It means that they now have an additional choice to make. They already have available to them male and female condoms, avoiding penetrative sex, waiting to start sex, male circumcision, all of those things are available to them, but they now have this addition, which is getting on treatment for the person who's HIV positive. I think it's going to mean a lot to people because it will mean that they have options as a couple that they might not have felt they had before in terms of being able to found and conceive a family more safely. It may make for a better quality of life for the person who's living with HIV, who doesn't have to be afraid that every single sexual act may cause transmission. Now, I hasten to add that nothing is 100% protective, so we do strongly advise continuing with combination prevention. But if you choose this option of starting treatment early and you combine it with something else, like condom use or male circumcision, you're going to have much better peace of mind.
If they follow through with the findings of this trial, that would mean even more people would be on antiretrovirals. So some might ask, how do you pay for this?
This kind of an impact, the 96% reduction in transmission, could have a major effect on the epidemic. It does mean that we're going to have to invest more in treatment. But, you know, if we put our shoulders to this and really lean into it, we have a much better chance of getting on top of this epidemic as opposed to letting it grumble on, which it will do for decades and decades if we don't scale up treatment and scale up prevention rapidly now.